Here is the English translation of the provided text. The text is already in English. Gold prices cool after surging on rate cut cheer, Fed chair speculation. Oil prices dip on large U.S. stock build. Ukraine peace push, oil prices drop on expectations of ceasefire in Ukraine, unlocking Russian supply. How sanctions made a showpiece. Chinese refineries' Western partners run for the exits. U.S. group sues Apple over Congo conflict minerals. Carney will go to Washington for soccer draw, says he will see Trump. Oil edges up as investors await clarity on supply, Russia-Ukraine deal. U.S. drillers cut oil rigs to lowest in 4 years. Baker Hughes says gold prices outlook for 2026. Deutsche Bank sets new target. Gold prices rise, weak U.S. data fuels deck rate cut hopes. JP Morgan to build huge new UK HQ in London's Canary Wharf. Japan stocks higher at close of trade, Nikkei 225 up 1.28%. Remy Cointreau confident on ability to return to growth in second half. Alibaba starts selling Quark AI glasses in China, enters global wearables race. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade, Taiwan weighted up 1.54%. China Taiping shares slide on fears of large claims from Hong Kong fire. Toyota Oct production rises, sales buoyed by U.S. demand. Australia stocks higher at close of trade, S&P ASX 200 up 0.13%. Lowest price of the year, Lock Investing Pro for up to 60% off on Black Friday. Now South Korea exports seen rising in November on tech demand, U.S. trade deal. Reuters poll, Canada unveils more measures to protect tariff-hit steel, lumber sectors. U.S. weekly jobless claims at 7-month low amid low layoffs. Natural gas storage dips but less than forecasted, signaling mixed market signals. Senegal's debt figures improve after updating economic calculation. Unexpected surge in EIA crude oil inventories signals weaker demand. Chicago PMI dips lower, signaling contraction in manufacturing sector. U.S. core capital goods orders and shipments soar in September. Initial jobless claims fall, beating market expectations. Durable goods orders hold steady, meet forecast expectations. UK's Reeves raises tax burden to post-war high to shore up finances. Stocks gain on Fed easing hopes, yen locked in intervention zone. Taiwan says it has discussed with U.S. arms purchases for extra defense budget. Dollar retreats. Kiwi leaps as rate direction diverges. JP Morgan shifts outlook on Fed rate cut to December. Morning bid, is the dollar headed for the carvery? South Korea signals end to rate cuts as FX price risks grow. Bank of Japan's Noguchi advocates gradual interest rate hikes. Australia to cap high debt-to-income home loans from February to curb housing risks. South Korea holds rates as expected. Bitcoin price today rebounds above 91K as Fed cut bets gain steam. Primex BT launches Black Friday offer with 77% off on BTC trading fees. S&P downgrades Tether's USDT stability rating on Bitcoin exposure. Bitcoin price today muted at 87.6K with focus on rate cut bets, Fed reshuffle. Bybit Kazakhstan launches the country's first fully regulated P2P platform. DDC Enterprise acquires 100 Bitcoin, expanding holdings to 1,183 BTC. EOS climbs 10% in bullish trade. USDT Zero becomes the world's largest cross-chain liquidity network after surpassing $50 billion in transfers. BitMEX launches the BitMEX Legends campaign with a 5 BTC prize pool to celebrate 11-year anniversary. Debenhams unveils executive incentive scheme with no shareholder vote. Sampo continues share buyback program, acquires 256,957 shares. LeafLy appoints Peter Lee as new CEO as Miyashita steps down. Linkage Global prices 1 million pipe financing at M45 per share. Cathie Wood's ARK sells Tesla stock, buys Coinbase and Deere shares. Elanco executive appointed as Neurazon's board observer. Omnicom increases quarterly dividend by 14% to 80 cents per share. Mingzhu Logistics raises $8 million in registered direct offering. Springview Holdings announces 1-for-8 reverse stock split.